passionate policy discussions and plenty of fireworks at last night's third presidential debate in Houston. Former Vice President Joe Biden has sparked discussion about his answer to a question about inequality in schools and race. Here's a portion of what he said on ABC.
Play the radio. Make sure the television, make sure you have the record player on at night, the phone. Make sure the kids hear words. A kid coming from a very poor school, or a very poor background, will hear 4 million words fewer spoken by the time they get there.
The 4 million words less comes from a study published in the early 1990s that has shaped education policy, but it's also come under fire for how accurate it is or is not. To discuss this more, we're joined live on the KCBS Wing Central Newsline by Catherine Hirsch-Pasek, a developmental psychologist at Temple University and a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. Thanks a lot for talking to us today. So could you explain the 30 million word gap?
Oh, you bet. In 1995, Rebecca, there was a study that was done by two scientists, Hart and Risley, out of the University of Kansas, and they looked at three different what we call socioeconomic levels, and in doing so, with a few kids and parents in each one, but they studied them quite extensively, they found that literally the number of words that pass the ear of a child was very different in these three groups, and most notably from what they called the professional group and what they called the welfare group. Now, no one in our field really likes those terms, and there's been a lot of work since then to look at this finding. And while they focused on the number of words, which they approximated to actually be 30 million words as a gap, they also talked about the need for back-and-forth interaction between adult speakers and the children. And most of our field has moved from the sheer number question, which, by the way, has been replicated many, many times, though we don't know if it's 30 million or 4 million or 20 million. That hardly matters. But there is a difference in the amount of conversation that different parents have with children. And while there has been a difference across lines that are demarcated by income, which also stands for education in this study, it also happens within the various income groups. So it's more about how you parent and how many conversations you have with a child,
you know,
and how much passes your ear.
Pardon me. I have to wonder also, though, I mean, it used to be thought that, you know, less educated, poorer people end up teaching their children fewer words than better educated. But right now, you've got people with you know, screens all over the place who are sticking a kid in front of a screen, wealthy parents, rather than talking to them. I mean, I wonder if we're making any progress.
Well, actually, I have to tell you, we've done some research on that from my lab, and people are calling it technoference. And in fact, when you have your cell phone around, you're more likely to look at it than you are in the eyes of your child. And in fact, you do have fewer conversation, and it can have consequences. So I think all in all, it's about the number of conversations we have, even putting the income question aside. All of us need to have conversations that are back and forth and back and forth with our children about the things they're interested in, not just what we're interested in.
You got it. Thanks for talking to us. Appreciate it. That is Catherine Hirsch-Pasek. She's a developmental psychologist, Temple University, senior fellow at the Brookings Institution.